Does it ever seem like the tests and trials of life just don't seem to end?
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Truly, what a profound and holy verse of the Holy Quran. It seems like life is full of tests and trials, no matter where we live. And in the present day, it seems like the believers are being tested in so many different ways all across this earth. They are being tested, whether it is our brothers and sisters in the lands of Palestine, or our brothers and sisters in the lands of Lebanon, or our brothers and sisters in the lands of Syria, or Iraq, or Yemen. And when we look across this small earth, we seem to find that our brothers and sisters all across the world are being tested in one way or the other. But these tests and trials that we face as believers aren't something to be afraid of, nor are they something to be overwhelmed by. Yes, these tests and trials might be difficult, and at times they might be painful, but it is via these tests and trials that the believers are able to prove themselves. This is precisely how they are able to prove their value. A great mountain may move from its place, but a true believer will never move from their belief and their faith in the Almighty Allah, no matter what trials and tribulations may come about. How is a believer supposed to prove that they will never move from their belief and their faith in the Almighty Allah if there is no test or trial that one must pass through? As the holy verse of the Holy Quran recited earlier teaches us, there are various numerous ways in which the believers will be tested. They will be tested via fear or hunger, via a loss of wealth, a loss of property, or even a loss of life. This, dear friends, is how the divine cosmos work. And yet, who are those that come out victorious from these greatest of trials and tests and difficulties? Well, the answer is in the holy verse of the Holy Quran that we recited, and that is that the victorious and the successful are the patient and the steadfast. So give glad tidings to the patient and give glad tidings to the steadfast. Glad tidings to those who, despite the greatest of calamities and the greatest of trials and the greatest of tribulations, they have remained steadfast and firm in their belief in the Almighty Allah. Their hope has not wavered in the least. They know that the promises of Allah are true. So remember that tests and trials will surely come, and a great mountain may crumble and fall before these great tests and trials, but a believer will never crumble. For the believer is steadfast, and the ultimate victory is for those who are steadfast. So give glad tidings to the patient. This was a golden pearl for you all, wherever you are.